In the working world, the swing shift occurs between days and nights. In investing, swing trading is what happens in a few days to a couple of weeks.
My time is worth money.
Looking at that time frame isn't the same as long-term investing or day trading. It takes a certain vision to find the fundamentals, technicals, and or catalysts that can make the stocks and ETFs move.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
This is the swing shift from the traders at RagingBull.com. Experts at analyzing the indicators to find stocks and ETFs worth that you might want to take a swing at.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
Remember, at RagingBull.com, shift happens.
Absolutely, and today we're joined by Davis Martin. He is the head trader at DailyProfitMachine.com. And if you want more information, you can look there. If you happen to be on Facebook, check out the Daily Profit Machine page there. And of course, Davis is part of the team at RagingBull.com. You can get more information on everything there. Everything, by the way, linked up at the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page as well. Davis Martin, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck. Pleasure to be here again.
We're looking at a swing trade today. What's standing out to you?
Well, I'm not in it, but General Motors caught my attention today.
I've got to ask, first things first, General Motors, ticker symbol GM.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Yeah, we're talking about that General Motors, right? Big, giant company. I have to say, Davis, GM caught your eye. I don't think any of my audience, and even me in the time that we've worked together working with Raging Bull, GM corporate giant is not what I expect you to be looking at. So what did it do to catch your eye?
You're right. It is a little bit of a slower mover than what I'm used to swing trading. And honestly, it's one that I would have rather not caught my eye. What the thesis here is that a lot of people in Texas are going to be needing new cars when their insurance checks come through due to Hurricane Harvey. And in Texas, by the numbers, they buy American-made cars, and 20% of them are full-size pickup trucks, which are selling pretty expensively due to low gas prices. So that makes me interested in a American car company, General Motors, with a healthy sales statistic of full-size pickup trucks, which they do between GMC and Chevy. They sell a lot of pickups, and in Texas, American-made, 40% of car sales are in Houston in Texas, so that's a big number for one area that just is sadly getting slammed by this storm here. When insurance checks start coming through, there are going to be people needing new cars, and that makes me inclined to buy General Motors stock options farther outdated because I don't know when a buying rush is going to occur, so I want to give myself some time. And just looking at an options chain here with the delta, the rate of change, meaning for every dollar that GM, should it go up, for every dollar that GM were to go up, the holding time or the percentage return is not going to be ballistic, but it's a potential trade nonetheless.
So when you talk about longer dated options, are we talking December options? Are we talking January options? Are we talking things that are 8 months out? What are we talking?
If I would have bought today, it would have been the December 15th, $36 call options. That's at the money. That's just the way I would trade it. I'm not sure if I'll be picking up this trade this week or if I'll wait a little bit. You know, time will tell. This is going to be a lot of disaster relief, and people will have a lot of priorities to tend to, including repairing cars, getting new cars.
You pointed out not buying today. We are recording this after the market close on Tuesday. But is there something specific that when you saw this, you said, this is why I can't buy in yet?
Yes, I just don't think the time's right. And I'm very uncertain about markets today. We're recording on Tuesday after North Korea's missile launch, which sent things straight down overnight, and then there was a whole lot of dip buying today, which to me didn't really make sense. I don't think this enormous green to red move is all that realistic, not from what I've seen in the past.
Okay, so you're waiting for the market to be a little more accommodative for you to be in a position where you want to pick up these options. I've got one other obvious question here. which is why General Motors over Ford, which is also domestic, which also does a bang up pickup business with F-150s that are full sized or whatever. So is there something that you saw in GM's chart that makes it preferable to Ford as this kind of a play?
Yes, it is currently trading right above both the 50-day and 20-day simple moving averages.
Which Ford is not.
No.
And when it's above both the 20 and the 50, for my audience who might not understand, that for a swing trader is great because it means that the trend is all strongly upward in that shorter day range, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And what I also like about that is should this trade not work, if it breaks both of those support levels, it's a very obvious stop loss to me to minimize the downside loss should that take place.
So again, the idea here would be looking at the December 15th options. You would use those 20 and 50 day moving averages as your support. If the stock breaks below that, you will close out your option position at that point. What is the one thing that's going to take to convince you that, yep, I'll go ahead and make that purchase?
If I were to make it this week, I'd need to see the market hold up for more than just one day's worth of dip buying.
So if we see the market hold up, that's when you're going to say, time to make this play.
Yes, and this is a slow mover, so I wouldn't have any, you know, jump out of bed the next day because I got to manage my call options. This isn't a Facebook or an Apple or a First Solar. This one takes its time.
And by take its time, it means this is a swing trade that's going to last a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it could very well last a couple of weeks.
So it's General Motors call options in December if the market holds up. Great stuff, really interesting, and of course, you know, you may not like the fact that you're buying out of storm and someone else's misery, but the truth is, any kind of storm, whether it's a market storm or an actual storm, creates those opportunities. Davis Martin, thanks for looking out for him. Thanks for bringing it to us.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you next week.
Davis Martin is the head trader at DailyProfitMachine.com. Check out the website. Check out their Facebook page, Daily Profit Machine on Facebook. And, of course, for more information, you can go to RagingBull.com. All right, that was a great way to start the August 30th edition of Money Life. Up next, an absolute legend does what I believe is only his second interview ever. Joel Tillinghast, the manager of Fidelity Low Price Stock. First time in my career I've ever gotten a chance to chat with him. That is next on Money Life.